The speaker from the Attorney General's office has concluded his workshop, and by the way, he did a great job. And we're moving back into that administerial function, discussions of upcoming agendas. And Nikki, if you could take us item by item. I see that we've got some that's set for this afternoon.
Right.
Okay, correct. So we'll discuss those then.
I have the new ones which have not been scheduled.
All right, let's talk about, so you're talking about next week, principally,
correct.
Right? All right?
Correct. Linda has requested 3 bid openings on Monday morning, this coming Monday. Workers' compensation, computerized temperature control, performance, as well as non-performance, all at 9 a.m.
Okay. Say that again. She's requesting bid openings?
Yes.
I didn't know we did. She has a bid open. This is an RFP or an RFQ or something like that?
Okay.
All right.
If you flip to the second page, is her email that she sent to me.
RFQ. Okay, so you got RFP on the first one, then RFQs on the next two. Okay, that makes more sense.
Okay.
Because we're asking for qualifications of who can do the temperature controls. And I didn't think we had an RFP, we had an RFQ. So
help me with your thinking on the RFQ, which is for, I guess, because it's an engineer?
Qualifications, we're a little vague on what we think we need. And so we don't have a specific item that we're bidding yet. So we're asking the experts to come back with qualifications of what they've got, and then they may, in their qualifications, they may make recommendations. It helps us narrow down from the energy and the temperature controls what we're trying to, how we're trying to attack this, what we think is a problem. So basically we're seeking advice. And traditionally you do RFQs for labor. Or engineering firms, things like that.
Jim, is that on this building?
We had this conversation about it's on this building, but specifically also the other building, because we believe, we've talked to other people who said that that building may not be set up right and may need some reconfiguration, which would be labor and no equipment.
My question is, we're going out for this, but we have a company that has their equipment installed in the other building.
Uh-huh.
Do we have to go out for bid if that company is the one that has their equipment installed that could make the adjustment?
Well, the answer is only we wouldn't go out for bid if we're only going to use that company. But we may not. I mean, there's more than one person who can adjust the equipment that we've got, that brand. So we'd not necessarily need to.
Well, we're not. You're obviously not going out for bid if all you're doing is an RFQ in the
correct.
First place. We're
right.
We're
seeking.
We're seeing what they can do with an RFQ, which okay. was my question. I thought maybe we might be past that, but we're not.
Right? Yeah.
And I understand
the whole
what you're
picture
saying.
Of it is we have a problem with this building here, which is at best to say patchwork.
Right.
Because we have had several different. Contractors work on this particular building.
Right.
That facility down there has one contractor with one style of thermostat, one style of heating elements, one style of cooling. I mean, it's all one brand name, and I just wonder if a agreement can be reached with that company to fix a problem that we would have to go out.
Well, this RFQ is also based off of the company EPM who redid the Hollister School system.
Mm-hmm.
And when the discussion started happening, there's two types to do it. There's two types of way to do it. One is performance contracting, which is all the costs are guaranteed, all the savings are guaranteed in their fees. And a non-performance, which is we're going to do this and you're going to see this much savings. So we try to also in this RFQ is try to figure out if we want performance contracting or non-performance contracting. So that's the other reason we sent out. If you notice, there's two RFQs. We're trying to help ourselves narrow it down. I personally don't like performance contracting, but I know City of Branson just signed a performance contracting agreement. So it's there's a lot of schools of thought on that.
Okay. Back to confuse things even more.
Okay.
And you know I'm good at that. Was this not part of a grant that we sought to help pay for this when we were visited with Debbie Redford, or was that strictly lighting and other energy forms?
So when we went after the energy grant, we had a specific return on investment timeline, which was it was 5 years or less. When we had the HVAC stuff looked at in this building and that building, we couldn't get under 7 year payback.
Thanks for your refresher, because I know that particular part of it.
So
there's no grant involved in this?
Correct.
Okay, thank you for refreshing my memory on that. I truly remember that.
Yep.
I just knew that we have visited with companies that are going to be involved in this very same procedure that we're looking at on issues that pertain to energy, but they pertain to a different form of energy.
Right.
One is lighting, just basic, let's just say, except heating and cooling.
Right. He was.
Did pretty well.
Yep.
So I just wanted to get that clarified, because people out here in the world listening to us are going to wonder, well, this energy business has been before the commission before, and they've talked about it, now it's not being done or whatever.
Right.
So I just wanted to clarify that, and I knew that you had the answer on that, and so
no problem.
Appreciate it.
So I'm good with that. I mean, we right now Monday's pretty wide open, it looks like, on our calendar. When I say wide open, it's...
I'm wondering, since we're accepting these RFQs, I wonder how many companies that we solicited that information from.
That's what Linda tells us. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
I know a major company that's not included there, but I...
The RFQ is strictly, we don't take that list of RFQ and only send the RFPs to those RFQs. So, I mean, it's still preliminary early here. So do you want to just say, go ahead and put it in at around 9 o'clock then? Guys, you good with that?
Yep, I'm fine.
Okay.
You okay, Dan? 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ms. Donna Neely has requested to speak with you regarding redistricting your districts.
Right. Would
she
you just...
The initial discussion, about 30 minutes.
My thought is, just bring us a copy of the statute. We'll review it, and then we'll set up a time for that in the future.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would say. Do you have any supporting documentation with that for us?
Send that to us first. Give us a chance to take a look at that.
Yeah.
Statutorily, where that's found. And individually,
and
I'm sure each of us have been thinking about that, because we know we have to do it.
And if she's got any documentation that spurred this conversation, I'd like to see what she's thinking too. So any documentation would be great.
Alan Catron,
yes.
I'd like to come before you.
We have
a presentation on the HPRP.
When?
The 25th.
And that is?
Monday.
A week from Monday.
A week from this Monday. We show... We show nothing out of the ordinary on that Monday, the 25th, so we could do it.
Yeah.
How about 10:30?
That's during a regular meeting. Why, do we want it that late? I mean, I'm just saying, we have a 9 o'clock meeting.
It'll take you 10 minutes.
Let me see
what your advice. Does it have a 30-minute or something time?
It's 1 in 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. You want to update us on the prevention program. He wants a PowerPoint presentation.
I'm fine with what you said, Jim, if it's going to be that long, because it may take us, when we reach our agenda items, it may take us that long.
10:30, I mean, that gives us a little time to put some stuff earlier in, because that's a 30-minute presentation.
Well, we're going to have to set up for a PowerPoint.
You guys are right with 10:30? It's in the morning.
Well, I have a question. We're in the program for homelessness prevention.
Mm-hmm.
What is the point of the a PowerPoint presentation since we're in an ongoing program? I don't understand.
Well, the program does expire. There's almost out of money, and there's not the program did not get renewed because it was a stimulus package money. So there's not – we don't have ongoing money forever, as far as I understand. And there's concerns. I talked to Alan briefly. He said he was going to get us on the agenda. I said, well, let's contact Nikki and get all the information. So I think it's more of an update on the program, where it sits going forward. What are they going to do? And since they're our subcontractor, the other thing he talked about is some changes that Missouri has done. Missouri has changed some reporting. And I know we've talked about that because now we have to see invoices. He says there's some other changes he wanted to talk to us about.
25th
at 10:30.
10:30.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Is that my writing?
Last week, he directed me to get in touch with Mr. Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
He is available on Monday.
Available this coming Monday?
Yes.
He's not been here since I've been on the commission, but I know that he's been with you all before.
That's correct. So, that's correct, Mr. Hausman.
How much time does he need?
He said probably only about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. What time?
We can meet. 9's fine. I don't care. Rob
Dalton has requested time. Okay. And he will be available next Monday. Is that? Can we work that into the agenda?
Yeah, 5 minutes.
When do you want it, Danny?
That's
9 fine, or you want it a little later? Or you want good?
What have we got down for 9?
Just the bid openings for
okay.
workers'
yeah,
comp.
Yeah, 9's fine.
Are there vacancies on the IDA board?
No. I'm sorry. I wanted to have a discussion of position openings we have within the county before we discussed the IDA board, because I know that they're going to bring up the fact that we don't have an IDA or an economic development director.
Oh, I see.
And so they're wanting some direction, I believe. My hope was that we were going to have that vacancies conversation before we scheduled that, because one has to happen first. We have that posted for this afternoon. So I think we're a little premature until we figure out what we're going to do and have that discussion about employment. They've sent emails, so I would like to hold that off until we get through the other one.
That's perfectly fine, but I would rather move that vacancy to Monday. I would like to move the agenda on the vacancy discussion to Monday instead of having it this afternoon. I've had some things turn up here that I may not get to be here all the time this afternoon. I've had 3 or 4 phone calls that I have to attend. Is that all right with you two gentlemen?
That's
we can
right.
go
with
ahead
me.
And have
You're
those.
We've scheduled it at 2:30. We can repost it for 11 o'clock on Monday.
That's fine. That's fine.
Isn't
if it's okay with you two and you?
That's fine with me.
Fine with you guys having a discussion about it.
Are you talking about the 18th or the 25th?
I was thinking.
You're thinking.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
HPRP,
we can do 10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock. You want to do it 10 o'clock, Nikki? 10 o'clock on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
The 18th. I show it.
Do you want to just put it as one of the items so that
yes.
it just continues to flow rather than?
Well, it's going to continue to flow, but she's going to put it on the counter so we don't overbook.
Okay, I see.
Just so we make sure.
Just to give us a guideline. That's good.
Right. But on our calendars, it has a guideline time, so we make sure we're flowing properly. and we don't overbook what we can accomplish that day.
Dan, if you're not going to be here, can I suggest that the items that we have for this afternoon, unless you have a specific one we need to chat about, that we
just go over that list, and I don't. You guys can take care of those issues. I just thought that this vacancy issue was input that all three of us would definitely need to have a part in. Jim, what is it?
What we've got this afternoon? Is that what your question was?
Yeah.
Here it is. It's we've got road and bridge discussions.
I've got to be there for that.
So let's move that to Monday.
Okay.
If that's all right with you.
I don't show that. That's today?
I show that at 3 o'clock is what I show on my calendar.
Over here.
And there's some things that I want to add to that agenda also.
Let's just push it to Monday. It's only an extra day.
Those discussions. Can we send a phone call out to Road and Bridge and tell those boys not to come in?
Yeah, I mean, if we can do it Monday and just make it at 1 o'clock. I think you had asked for an hour, Danny. We haven't had a meeting in a while, so.
I think that it's very important that we meet with those Road and Bridge supervisors.
Or 11. You want to do it at 11 o'clock before lunch?
Monday.
Monday 11?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
How about that, Nick? I think it shows that we're open. So we're moving the vacancies to 10 o'clock, which is a 30-minute discussion. And we're moving the road and bridge to 11, so we still have a 30-minute window that we can put something else in there.
Now, are you talking about all vacancies?
Yes, the current employment vacancies, not board position, employment.
Employment vacancies.
Well, can we add boards? We got some boards that are concerned about the numbers of people that are on the boards.
Who's on what? Which ones are left? I thought we were all good except for a BOE. Okay.
There's... I don't know, but Jim, there's several boards.
There is a couple of the boards that have some vacancies.
Yeah.
Do you want to combine board vacancies and employment vacancies and post it that way?
I think so.
That's fine with me.
One right after the other if you want to.
Just put them together. Just put employment and board vacancies. We said 10 o'clock, didn't we, Nikki, on the board and the vacancies? Okay, I'm just trying to get this thing. And then we said that Road and Bridge was going to be an hour discussion, correct? And
yes.
We said at 11 o'clock, is that right?
That's what you said.
You guys can take care of this. This.
We have a support letter, and the TCATAB probably will be taken care of now that it's administrative. Bill, that's a discussion we're going to have. We may post that Monday too, Danny. That's a more of a discussion item.
Which one?
Why don't we just move everything that we've got for 1:30 today, Dan?
That way you don't miss
because
anything.
If you're not going to be here, you won't miss anything. The only thing I would question is the letter of support for the White River Emergency Communications Project, time sensitive. Do we need to get that out immediately?
And it's something we do every year.
Yeah.
So you guys could do that if you wanted to. Or you and the dirt agreement, you're going to have Randy over here to talk to you about those
issues. So let's repost all the road and bridge stuff, like you said, Nick, and you'll get a hold of Randy, Stottle, Harlan, and Kathy to make sure no one else was going to show. And we're going to reschedule that for Monday. All the road and bridge stuff. We'll repost board BOE stuff and the TCTAB discussion. Actually, let's not – Ron and I may talk about that a little bit, and then if we need to repost it, we can.
I'm fine with those things.
You know what they're requesting, though. That's the request. There's an email they had sent us requesting some things.
Oh, yeah.
So we probably need to repost that for
– Yeah.
For Monday,
yeah. Right.
All right. So we need to repost that for Monday also.
And I apologize to you two guys.
Yeah, it's not a problem.
So we're going to leave on the agenda for today then the letter of support, and everything else is going to be moved. We good with that?
Well, and you know what? It's all it is again.
Administrative.
It's administrative. It's a letter from this county commission in support of something that we have, a project that we've been involved in multi-years, and we just need to move forward.
I don't even know if we need to post it. Based off of what we heard from today, it's administrative.
Yeah.
We need to sign it and send it. There's no reason to meet because it's administrative. It's a letter.
Well, if you formally want to make a motion.
It's just that one.
Then let's make the motion and let's move forward with that and take care of that piece of business.
Is the posting a problem?
I don't think it's a problem.
I don't know if we need a vote.
I don't think we need a vote.
Just move forward.
Yeah.
It's a letter.
Done.
And there's, from what I understood, there's documentation which is under disclosable under Sunshine Law. So it's not like it's not available. So go back to your list there, Nikki.
Okay.
Danny, if you need to go.
No, I'm
okay.
I just got to go with this by 12:30.
So BOE form, do you want to move that at 10:30 tomorrow, Monday? I mean, that's a 30-minute discussion, and it looks like we had.
Well, it depends on how many more things that are going to be more time sensitive than that. So let's go through them all. Is that all right, Jim?
Oh, that's fine. Oh, no, I'm talking about what was on today. We're just moving the stuff from today to Monday right now. We're not doing anything else yet. One second. 10:30, yes. I'm looking Monday the 18th, I think. Nikki, this is what the calendar looks like now. We've got I show vacancies at 10. BOE at 10:30, Road and Bridge at 11, public comment at 8:30.
And I'll change that when I get.
We're going to still make the preliminary study from 8:30.
Right.
And then we have the monthly budget, which is Rick.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we talked about, Danny, and I think he talked about last night, and Pat Keck has given us some advice too. We need to get rid of the administrative posting. Because he really can't conduct any business under that. It's either administrative, which doesn't require posting, or it's not administrative, which requires posting. So that posting doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
So Pat's recommended that we take that off, because we're not meeting. And if it's an emergency, it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Which is a posting.
Right.
Right?
Right. I'm in total agreement with it.
So things like this at 9 o'clock today, administrative, really we shouldn't have had that posted because...
There's always been a question about that.
Right.
But we tried to cover administrative duties, administrative as far as somebody calling in and giving advice to somebody.
But she's... Yeah. I'm going to ask her better on that question. Ron, I was bringing up Pat Keck in our conversation yesterday night about the postings of administrative and departmental functions. She had said that really that doesn't need to be posted. Either the item needs to be posted and labeled, if I'm remembering correctly, or if it's administratively, like we heard from the Attorney General, you don't need to post it anyway, you just take care of it. Now, if we wanted to change it and say our session opens at 8, and then, I mean... I don't know if we talked about taking this catch-all phrase off of it because we're not meeting. It's just a catch-all. Remember that conversation?
Yes.
How did we resolve it? Did we?
No.
Okay. I couldn't remember.
Well, Danny feels there are certain things that can be brought up under administrative and departmental functions, and therefore it needs to be listed. Her initial comments were, that phrase by itself is not specific enough unless you, regardless of what business is that you're going to be speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
And but did we reach resolution on it? I don't think so. I think that we were still in conversation.
And the main thing that concerns me is direction of staff. If we actually have a issue that has to be taken care of by Road and Bridge or something like that, and we just have them... We give them direction, Jim. It's something that.
We
always say, you know, we probably need to check with other. Once you check with the other commissioners, make sure that's all right.
Well, I mean, what I what I wanted to make sure, I know our goal is to make sure this is accurate as possible all the time. And people thinking that we're going to meet at 9 o'clock under administrative is not the case a lot of these days, that we just post it as a catch-all.
Yeah.
And really the catch-all is if there's an emergency. Well, if there's an emergency, we're going to go ahead and meet anyway, no matter what time it is. Post it, give the reason why it's an emergency. So really this, I don't know if this actually helps us at all to have that posting on those days that we know we're not meeting.
On the days we're not here?
Yeah.
Meeting? I think that's misleading to the public.
I do too.
Okay, so like on
Tuesday,
Wednesday, Friday, if we're not meeting, take them off.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. That's all really I asked. On the days we're meeting, leave it on there. That's fine. I'm more concerned on the accuracy of the document. On the days we know we're not going to be here because we may be in Jeff City or we may be looking at roads or with the Corps, we know we're not here. Don't give anybody an idea that we are.
Yeah, that's just confusing to the public. Okay. I agree.
Okay, that's all I was trying to get to. All right, so now we have our Monday schedule. We are now full until after lunch. So now we have more time.
Name clarification on Graham Clark.
Okay. I'll give you briefly why the board has asked us to post this. It's really for direction. When Taney County took over the airport, and this is not a definite, we're not going to discuss, I'm just giving you a little synopsis. When Taney County took over the airport, it was the only airport in the region. Since then, there's now a Branson Regional, which is the big one, and Branson West. Okay? We have had some issues that have caused people landing at the wrong airport on the wrong radio frequencies because the airport's proximity. They have been in contact with other consultants, and the consultants think we need to look at renaming the airport, possibly, not from outside the obligation. It will always be M. Graham Clark Airport, but we call it the Taney County Airport. Some people call it the Point Lookout Airport. Some people call it the College of the Ozark Point Lookout Taney County Branson Airport. It's very confusing on radio traffic, and I fly out of there now and then with some friends and stuff, and it's very confusing. They're seeking some clarification on some publications, nothing with the signage. Whatever they decide, it won't violate the agreement we have with College of Ozark, which is M. Graham Clark Airport. They want us to have a discussion about the naming because they brought this up in the airport board meeting, and they were getting ready to make a motion to do something that I thought would have been a little aggressive compared since we haven't had a discussion about it.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, what we're doing is setting a time to talk about
correct.
This. So you're giving us a little background.
Of why.
Of why. But I want to ask you a question so it'll help me prepare for when we have that discussion. Uh-huh. Who does the airport belong to?
We have, as long as it remains an airport, Taney County. And we are financially responsible
for it. Who appoints the board that oversees the airport?
Taney County.
Who has the responsibility or the ultimate decision-making authority?
Ultimately, it's the board, the commission.
The commission.
But board.
So is it that? Well, here's my question.
Okay.
Will it be the board that makes a recommendation to the commission, or it sort of sounded like you were leading us to the commission making a recommendation to the board? I don't know. I'm not being argumentative.
No. I got to answer this in the proper way.
Okay.
Remember, I gave you all those scenarios of the words. You know, Point Lookout, Taney County,
yes.
All that. It is the opinion of some board, it's my opinion in hearing the discussion, that some board members think that the commission is adamant that certain words have to be in the title, which is confusing the subject. And so I think if the commission could decide, the word Taney County, okay, no one knows where Taney County is. People know where Branson is and all that. They're adamant that the word Taney County has to be in the front two words of this airport name.
Who's adamant that has to be?
Some board members are. Because
okay.
of the interpretation of the previous commit that you and the other two commissioners when they took the airport over. I don't sense that. And so I said, guys, before you make that assumption, let us have that discussion of what words are adamant, what words we have to keep in there, and so we can give you a little bit of guidance when you come up with a name.
Just post it, and we'll have the discussion.
Okay.
You give us pretty good background on what.
Best I could. 1 o'clock would be great.
Did this word come up? So that's where it's at?
Nope. This is what, this is.
What you got next?
Declaration of a public county library district, Sarah Kleinfelter.
She will make a presentation.
Mm-hmm. She has about 10 people on the support group that are going to attend with her.
What is that? I'm sorry.
It's
declaration of a public county library district. She's going to have about 10 individuals with her.
When is she asking for, August or September?
May 2nd.
As we sat here, Jim scanning his computer for the dates on
the
calendar.
Calendar.
So I see Nikki's going to be out that day. Just to let you know.
Is that Monday?
That Monday, you said Monday, May 2nd. I show that we have availability after 10:30. We may have something at 9. I mean, I'm unsure a little bit. I think we're available.
10:30,
or we could make it 9 if we juggle some things, but 10:30 looks clear.
Let's go ahead and schedule that, but there may be a conflict with me on that time.
10:30 sounds great. On the 2nd of May, okay? What's next? Is that my scribble?
Is Pat Keck?
That's the 25th. That's the 25th. That I remember I started talking to you before we went on the air about the 25th meeting. You're supposed to go with Pat Keck on the week of the 25th. It ties with this.
Okay.
They have submitted, Pat emailed me a possible sunshine policy that she'd like us to review, and she's got court all next week, and so she said the week of the 25th she's available to come and have some discussions with us. It's regarding that, and then also some other legal stuff that kind of legal stuff. So
was that the two pager that she sent?
Yes. So the week of the week of the 25th.
Okay, how do you want it titled?
Well, that's why I gave you that. I'm sorry.
What Pat,
well, I'll give you the title letter when you just see if Pat can be with Monday.
On the, you said, in May?
No.
It's
April 25th.
April 25th. Okay, let me back up.
It's wrong month.
The day following Easter.
Like at 1 o'clock, I would think, so we could, gives her time to drive from Springfield. I would allow, because of how the discussions have been, 2 hours for her. We went 3 hours yesterday with her, so.
Yes.
So it's not going to be just an open session regarding the policy. There's going to be exec two. Is that what's being suggested?
That's what she's suggested.
Oh, okay.
There's also going to be some exec.
Thing?
No. Okay. We'll do sunshine first, and then there may go an executive afterwards. And I'll get the legal, what she wanted. She scribbled some things to me, and
okay. Obviously
I need to work on my stenography.
Well, while we're doing that and we're talking about that, I also want to schedule with her because there are questions from different departments regarding legal needs. The new P&Z administrator needs to talk to an attorney. Sewer district needs to talk to an attorney. There are
Is that vacancies Monday is what I figured that would be.
Well, we also posted for today executive session personnel. We were going to talk about with the vacancies and legals, not just personnel. So we can't talk about what we were hoping to do is try to start divvying up workloads on what we're going to outsource to whom. So that's what that posting was for, is that so we can kind of start figuring out who's going to go to who.
Are you guys going to have that discussion this afternoon? Could I call in on it?
You can call in. I don't think we're going to do any votes.
I don't think we're going to be here, are we?
Actually, Danny, the posting's not right. We have to put litigation in there, too.
Okay.
So let's
move it to Monday?
Yeah, we're going to have to move it to Monday because we have to have litigation as part of it. No. We're going to do a separate posting for maybe litigation. Oh, we have it posted. Litigation discussions. Don't we have litigation discussion regarding closed records? That's what our discussions are going to be in there, too. So,
okay.
And if that conversation goes long, we can table that for a point later in the day. So that posting will cover what we need. Could you have, let's put, make an executive for 1, 3, and 12 on the last one. That will cover.
Where are we at, Jim, on Monday's schedule? Now, as we go down.
We're filling up.
We're booked in the morning, and we're starting to work heavily in the afternoon.
Right, that's what I was wondering.
I think that we're going to have to, I'll be real honest, let's just go ahead and post. I know this discussion that 10 a.m. is not going to be,
bless you.
Okay, we need to move vacancies. Okay, hold on. We've scheduled vacancies at 10. I forgot to put the other legal discussions on our schedule. So we now have two at 10 o'clock. So we need to take the vacancies. Let's do this, Nikki.
Move them to the afternoon.
Let's just move BOE board formation.
I'd like to move it to the 25th.
BOE?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there some action that needs to be taken?
No. There's two things. Number one, what Jim wants to have and what he has requested is a discussion of how the board will be made up, and for us to look at what the different options are, if I'm understanding correctly. The second part is that I had asked you all to consider about a week ago is if we have some two or three issues that can be handled in just a moment by merely calling the board, because we make up a quorum if all three of us are here without having appointed two others, for example,
right,
that we could handle those. And one of those being the collector is actually holding a check, and what it takes is the BOE to approve that. That's a pretty simple action.
Right.
And if there are two or three items like that, maybe we could schedule a 20-minute BOE discussion, move forward, the three of us take care of business that needs to be taken care of. And if not, then I'm willing to wait until after, but I just thought I would.
I can say that is the way that it had taken place in the past in my first term here, that there was some, I think there was some members that had resigned or something from the BOE, and we took care of it as three commissioners.
And the reason I've been hesitant about that is my concern is if we start the year with three commissioners as the BOE, can we change mid-year to three citizens? Because it's two different statutes we would operate BOE. And that's my question. If we haven't met as BOE and we meet one time, have we sealed the rest of the year as...
Is that a legal something you're going to have to check?
Well, and that's the thing.
I mean, is that something legally that you're concerned with?
I don't know of anything that binds.
We can't change it mid-year?
Exactly. Zero. I don't know of anything. That doesn't mean that there's not something that exists.
I haven't seen anything that legally binds it, so I'm fine with what Ron's saying.
No, we don't have to do that. I just.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. We can do it the 18th if you want to do the BOE action.
Regular BOE
meeting. Just do a BOE meeting for 15 minutes just to do these little, and we limit to what we're going to discuss.
On the 18th?
Yes.
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 Okay, so, yes, because I think what Ron and I are talking about is just this simple BOE action, which is only two, maybe three of them total. One, I know, is that check that she's been holding. Okay, let me go back to the other thing. I would like to move vacancies to the afternoon.
Okay.
And let's just move it to 1 o'clock. Okay?
Now, that'll be both vacancies?
Board vacancies and employment vacancies. We've got it.
Okay.
And
we've got a little...
An hour on that, or how long are you putting on that?
10 o'clock. We said 1 o'clock on the vacancies. We have that litigation thing. You're going to send us out, but that's a 30-minute posting, right, Nick, at 10 o'clock. And maybe what we do, gentlemen, is just post again at 1:30 the continuation of the litigation discussion so we can kind of answer the questions you're talking about for sewer and planning and zoning for, you know, I know there's state tax commission appeals that we've got to figure that out.
That's not going to be available next week.
Right, but this is something we can start talking about. We haven't had those discussions about who do we think should get this, and I have some thoughts. I know we all have thoughts that we can start talking about how we're going to divvy up the workload. And then also in closed session yesterday, I brought up a possibility in the prosecuting attorney's office too, if you remember that conversation. So I'd like to maybe post it again at 1:30. The same discussion we have at 10 o'clock.
Hold on. Vacancies for what time?
1 o'clock.
And then what are you talking about?
1:30. The same thing we have posted at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
That gives us time. That gives us time to just debate it, and not overrun and run out of time. So we're also saying that same posting at 10, we'll post at 1:30 in anticipation that we're not going to be able to finish it in 30 minutes. And I hate to say it that way, but it's really what's going to happen.
Okay.
Also, just as a side note, on the 21st, you will be meeting with the Corps at
11. 11 to 1. Is that here in the hearing room?
Yes.
Okay. I saw that.
28th?
21st.
No. I was going to have you talk about the meeting on the 28th. That's what you got. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Originally, DNR wanted to meet with officials here on the local approved program.
Yes.
We have rescheduled it for the 28th at 3 p.m.
That's in Springfield, isn't it?
That's correct.
Is that a meeting that all commissioners have to attend?
Well, let me point out two things to you, Danny, and Jim, and I'm sorry.
That's fine.
To interrupt you, I apologize.
No, that's fine. I just asked.
Two things. The 28th, late afternoon and that evening is my son's rehearsal dinner for his wedding on the 30th.
Right.
So, and I need to be at that, number one. So I'm not going to be able to attend that 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock. I also know that we're scheduled to be at the state capitol that morning.
Correct.
Although that's not going to be a long ordeal, and we could come back, but with the... and that is what I had intended to do, was to do and signed up for that, but I may have to cancel that, was to be Jeff City, drive straight back here, and then be involved in the rehearsal dinner. So I'm real concerned about that date. However, it is a date that's already been put off once, as you said, correct?
That leads into my second question. My first question.
Sorry.
Is that a meeting that all commissioners have to attend, or is that a meeting that we have some other form of staff that can appear at that meeting, such as DNZ administrator?
My thought, Danny, is I had no problem. I was calculating if I left by 10, which is what time the event's supposed to be over in Jeff City, I would just stop back in Springfield because I'm driving through anyway. So I don't mind going because I'm ready en route. Mm-hmm. But if someone wanted to meet me up there, like our newly hired person, Bob, yeah. Yeah. And then he and I could sit through the whole conversation, I would be fine with that without you guys But you're obviously more than welcome to join.
Sure. And that's where I'm going with what you guys have said with your schedule.
Right.
I can attend with Bob, actually, if that be the case, or if you're going to be coming through there. What I'm saying is, if everybody doesn't have to be there, there's no need in all of us being there.
Right.
So
what they're going to discuss is Taney County's local approved program, LAP. I'm not familiar with that, so it's something that I need to be brought up to speed on.
We'll have by someone. To be brought up to
me
speed.
Me too. I mean, I've got 20. I got, what is today? I got 10 days to learn it.
Well, then I don't feel so out in left field.
This will be the first.
We'll plan on it. But Ron won't be there.
Leave it, okay. And we'll leave it and figure out who's going.
Okay.
For you guys' information, on Tuesday the 19th, I've got a CLIO meeting that I have not met yet, so I've been to.
Right, like attention. And Commissioner Bob Atchley.
Bob Atchley and Eddie Hoxier were in the United States. And that's how it was originally set up.
Okay. Bob, what about Sue T with the sewer? Or is that where Eddie's performance on that will be?
The reason Eddie's attending is because half at PNC.
Oh, we may just pull Eddie out then. By then, Bob's here.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the sewer part of DNR.
Oh. But I don't know if it's... Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Okay. I don't know. Can I throw something out for your agenda reasons, Nikki? On the 29th, February, April... Cherry Warren in the CCAM Southwest meeting, we're going to have our CCAM meeting. We haven't got the invitation, but Cherry and I were talking since I was graciously appointed to secretary of that organization. Danny, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a thank you, by the way, again. We're going to be meeting at, looks like, 9 o'clock on the 29th of April in Mount Vernon. That's looks like the, it's going to be 9 to 1 is what, the email or the invitations will be coming out next week.
And let me say that we do not need to schedule anything for the rest of that day because that 9 to 1 scheduling is deceptive of exactly our conversations with other county commissioners.
Yeah, we'll need more time.
Individually, and subject matter that's covered that day is very important to what goes on in Taney County.
Yep. So, yeah, just put it on your calendar, the 29th. That's
what day of the week is?
That's a Friday. It's a day before Easter. I think it's the day. Isn't that Good Friday?
In April?
Yeah, I think it's Good Friday. Isn't that right?
No.
Good Friday didn't fall till Friday, is it?
Yeah, I know. Good Friday's on Friday.
No, you're a week ahead or something.
Yeah, the 24th is Easter.
So Good Friday would fall on the 22nd.
Okay, good. He changed then. He said he was concerned... Bottom line is we're going to have all the legislators there. We're going to have our senators and some other people join us. So it'll be a bigger event than we've normally had. So there you go. That's that day. What else you have in your pile there?
We covered it all.
Let's see what else we had on today.
I just got an email from Jillian saying that there's an easement. Where is it here? Cell tower easement from Empire. Here he goes. We're going to have to post it. It just came in because Jillian just got a letter. Gentlemen, we may need to post one more thing for next week and. Who is it here? Empire Electric is wanting to get a tower lease agreement signed for at the regional airport so they can add a cell tower out there. But since we own the land, we have to sign the easements. So we just got a letter. I think they're willing to pay us $10. I think it's what the contract showed a second ago.
I'm sure it said $1,000.
Consideration of the sum of $10. Anyway, I just want, they wanted us to, look at it. So that may be a posting for this next week. Is that all right with you, gentlemen?
Yes.
Yes.
That'll be fine. I'd like to post the letter that it will be addressed by Great River Engineering to for the city of Forsyth, and I'd like that posted. I was supposed to meet with Spencer this morning, but he didn't. He got his scheduling mixed up and didn't show up, but I would like for him to come before the commission.
For Forsyth?
She's the one who drafted that.
Okay. So just whenever we've got time at there's a retirement for Chief Carl Sparks on Monday the 18th at 3 o'clock. I was going to hope to go to that. So I'm wondering, the 18th, we may be pretty full on the 18th. I would ask that we don't schedule anything past 2:30 so we can drive over there. So I can drive over there. So.
Well, what he's talking about, we still have time at 9 o'clock, don't we, to do that?
Yeah.
We have something, we can do something at 9:45.
When is that, next Thursday?
The 18th, we've got time at 9:45 on Monday.
Yeah, if she can get in touch with Spencer and have him come down.
Otherwise, we can do it.
How do you want it titled?
Great Rivers Proposal. Great Rivers. Great Rivers.
Fields right here.
Walk, run, trail proposal. Or request, whichever way you want to put it.
Walk, run, trail?
Yeah.
/ Great River?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also post this easement thing sometime on Monday. It shouldn't take but 5 minutes.
On Monday.
Are you kidding? She's already run out of a notepad.
So, and then, are you good then?
Yeah, I am.
So, so on Thursday, 21st, just for clarification, we really aren't going to go into session until 11 o'clock.
Correct, because...
Unless we went...
Has OCAP, and you have your conference.
When is that? Show me.
Thursday, it's the 3rd. It's the 21st.
Just, I don't have it down. What time
Where's
is that?
Does he not have it on his phone?
Yes.
No, I don't. 9 to when? I don't have a county phone. 9 to 10:30 is okay. I also need to look at my schedule that would be in my computer to see what's in there, right?
Yes.
I can do that.
And that's also...
I've been lax the last few days.
Your conference call.
Yes. I'm going to have that here.
Oh, okay.
I moved it just for that day.
Just for that week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if we don't have anything earlier than the 21st, then I can go to another meeting that I've been asked to go to. So, excellent.
So is everything else that was on today's agenda been moved to Monday?
Uh-huh. She's just got to contact Road and Bridge.
And make sure that, obviously, yes. So we would be done for today, gentlemen.
Okay. That we have a pretty full schedule assigned for next week.
Yes.
Monday's very full.
So appreciate your... Are you recessing yet, Ron?
Well, will it be appropriate to recess or to adjourn? And what do we have tomorrow morning, Nikki? I don't think we have anything.
Nothing posted,
schedule, do we?
No.
I would entertain a motion to adjourn the regular business meeting, which would be Monday.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded that we adjourn until the next business meeting, which is Monday. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.